High School Softball on AM 1240 KFMO.
Tonight's game is brought to you by
Midwest Sports Center in Farmington, Kevin Ball Auto Body in Park Hills, Shelter Insurance Agent Chuck Odle in Bonterre, Gilster Mary Lee Corporation in Chester, Illinois, Mineral Area College, Cornerstone Furniture and Mattress in Park Hills, Graphic Options in Farmington, Wade's Auto Service in Farmington, R&R Mobile Home Parts and Service in Valley Mines, Texas Roadhouse in Festus, State Farm Insurance Agent Chris Morrison in Farmington, Dalton Home Improvement in Bonterre, Savage Electric in Farmington, Mineral Area Overhead Door in Farmington, Lambert's Cafe in Sykeston, Ozarks Federal Savings and Loan in Farmington, Complete Vision Care locations in Lettington and Festus, Willett Home Furnishings in Bonterre, Little Caesars locations in Farmington and Deloge, Boyden Associates in Farmington, Keen Performance in Bonterre, Dairy Queen locations in Farmington and Potosi, Ozarks Modern Insulation in Park Hills, Walmart Supercenters in Farmington and Deloge, New Era Bank, Liberty Security in Farmington, Catfish Kettle in Farmington, Buck Realty in Ironton, Otaki Lake KOA in Piedmont, Parkland Monument Company in Farmington, Home Pools and Spa in Lettington, Missouri Farm Bureau agents Mike Sotsegraw in Farmington and Jonathan Steffen in Deloge, Sam Sism Ford Lincoln in Farmington, Curtis Auto Glass Center in Park Hills, real estate agents Glenn and Mary Hagen with Coldwell Banker Holsey in Farmington, McDonald's of the Parkland, Horton Wampler Funeral Home in Park Hills, American Family Insurance agent Harry Peterson in Farmington, Culver's in Farmington, First State Community Bank, Schlosser Orthodontics in Farmington, Cozine Memorial Chapel in Farmington, and by Riverside Grill in Park Hills.
High School Softball on AM 1240 KFMO.
Good afternoon, everybody, from Fredericktown Sports Complex, home of the Fredericktown Lady Blackcats. They're 9-2. They host the Farmington Knights, who are 0-5. Jared Pettis, Glenn Berry, and J.C. Allen back in studio. Miley Wingler in the circle, ready to throw her warm-up tosses. She did not have a ball, and that's what all she was waiting for. They finally get it to her. Now she'll throw the warm-up tosses. Glenn, it's a warm day for some softball in the fall, but we are here and we are ready to go in this one. Let's meet the starting lineup first for the Farmington Knights. They go with the catcher, Gracie Mann. Izzy Stad is the second baseman batting second. Kylan Knight at third base bats third. The cleanup hitter, Cameron Kennedy, is the pitcher for the Knights. Jalen Payne is her protection in the five spot. She's the shortstop. Glenn, did you just wear that one in the forehead?
No, I did not. We've had a couple come back here so far, so we may want to scoot to our right a little bit.
Kinley Blue is the first baseman batting sixth. Katie Heberle bats seventh. She's the center fielder. Paige Karen in right field bats eighth. Carly Barton is the left fielder. She was scheduled to bat ninth today. She's in a sling on her left arm. She will not be playing in this game, so it'll be free strikeouts for the pitcher, Miley Wingler. For Farmington, it's Mann, Stat, Knight, Kennedy, Payne, Blue, Heberle, Karen, Barton in the ninth spot. Remember, folks, she will not be hitting today. Glenn Berry's got the fielding alignment ahead of the Boyden Associates first pitch.
All right, we start out in left field. Becca Mangold, she's the flex player in left field. Johnson Rakup is in center field. Brooklyn Hendricks will be in right field. Adrian Cox will be at third. Michaela Reagan at shortstop. Riley Algar will be at second base. Abby Rakup at first base. Ella Pinwell will be behind the plate. And as you said before, Miley Wingler on the mound for the Lady Cats.
Starting lineups brought to you by American Family Insurance agent Harry Peterson, located at 700 West Karsh Boulevard in Farmington. First pitch misses high at 4:25. Brought to you by Boyd and Associates. It's a ball and a ball and no strikes to Gracie Mann, the catcher, as Wingler toes the rubber, rocks and deals. The lefty delivers a strike on the outside part of the plate. The count's even at 1-1. American Family Insurance agent Harry Peterson, located at 700 West Karsh Boulevard in Farmington. The Harry Peterson Agency is proud to protect the dreams of families right here in our community, because supporting you off the field is just as important as cheering with you in the stands. Count 1-2 as that one finds the zone. And that first pitch, again, 5 minutes ahead of schedule at 4:25, brought to you by Boyden Associates. The 1-2, that's a strike at the top of the zone, and there's strikeout number one for Wingler. There's one away.
I don't know if Gracie Mann just didn't have a feel of what Wingler was throwing, or if she was kind of taking a pitch there to make sure that she knew what she was throwing, but the next two pitches were pretty good pitches, and she let them go by as well.
Boyd & Associates turns complicated matters into simple concepts. John Boyd with Boyd & Associates has been bringing accounting integrity, character, client focus, and dedication to our local community for 20 years. As he chases the first pitch at her eyes for strike one. swings through it. She wears jersey number 22, Farmington, in the black uniforms, gold collar, gold and white sleeves. Numbers on the front and back, gold trimmed and white. Wording on the front is Knights in block, gold trimmed and white, with the black pants, white piping on the side, gold sock, gold high socks. 0-2 count as that pitch is in there. And that one's fouled off. We'll do it again.
Well, I was just getting ready to say the first two pitches, not really strikes, not fat pitches, not really strikes in the strike zone. Izzy went after him. I would throw one out there to see if she'd chase it, and they did, and she did, but the good news for Izzy is she fouled it off.
The 0-2 again, that's fouled off to the netting. We'll do it once more. It's been a rough go of it for Farmington at the start of the season. Their record shows 0-5. Now, there have been some bright spots, but they were scheduled to play in the Sekman tournament this weekend, but because of the lack of numbers, as that sinker is swung at and missed, or off-speed pitch, I should say, and there's two away and two strikeouts. They're brought to you by Complete Vision Care, offering quality eye care, premium eyewear, and a customized visual solution for every patient. Locations in Ludington and Festus. And that brings up Kylan Knight. And the Knights had to drop the Sekman tournament this past weekend. First pitch on the inside part of the plate, called a strike to Knight. Umpiring crew today, Art Armbruster in the field, and it's Hank Kinsey calling balls and strikes behind the plate. And we'll see them again on Wednesday when we see Cape Notre Dame at North County. The 0-1. That pitch is off the plate away. One ball, one strike.
Yeah, I think Miley Wengler and Ella Pinwell are looking at this and saying, look, they're kind of going up there swinging away and going after some stuff. Let's see if we can get them to go fishing a little bit.
1-1 skips to the plate. Two balls and a strike. And for the first time, Wengler finds herself behind an account.
It's got to be difficult for these ladies on the Knights to try to get some momentum going. They've just had some bad luck, and then things just haven't gone their way.
2-1 pitch, misses high, 3-1. On deck, cleanup hitter Cameron Kennedy, also the pitcher, if Farmington can move the line a little bit. Wengler gets the sign, rocks and fires. That pitch missed low and away, and that's ball four. First base runner for the Farmington Knights, and that brings up Cameron Kennedy.
Good job that time by Kylan Knight as she goes up there to the plate and was not going to go after anything that Wengler was throwing just off the outside corner. She let those pitches go by and draws the walk.
And so Kennedy has a chance to help her own cause. She's going to bounce this one to the shortstop across the diamond, throw in time. That's Michaela Reagan to Abby Raycop, and Fredericktown has worked their way out of the inning. We head to the bottom of the first. It's scoreless. You're listening to High School Softball on the Parkland Sports Leader, KFMO.
Pawfection Pet Grooming in Park Hills is your pet's paradise. Leave your furry friends in expert hands, ensuring they look and feel pawfect. Call them 573-482-0163 in Park Hills, where pets are pampered to pawfection.
Catfish Kettle, a landmark in our community for nearly 38 years, serving fresh, made-to-order catfish, chicken, shrimp, and so much more. Enjoy their drive-thru, delivery, or dine-in options. Enjoy a delicious lunch or dinner today at Catfish Kettle in Farmington, a proud sponsor of high school sports. Big savings, friendly service, and everything you need in one stop. Walmart Supercenters in Farmington and Deloge are here for you. Whether it's groceries or everyday essentials, Walmart has you covered. Shop smart, live better, Walmart. A proud sponsor of high school sports.
High School Softball on KFMO is brought to you by Cornerstone Furniture and Mattress in Park Hills, Wade's Auto Service in Farmington, Texas Roadhouse in Festus, R&R Mobile Home Parts and Service in Valley Mines, Dalton Home Improvement in Bonterre, and by Savage Electric in Farmington.
Bottom of the first inning, scoreless, as Fredericktown gets their first chance to bat. Let's go ahead and meet their starting lineup, brought to you by American Family Insurance. Leading it off, the catcher, Ella Pinwell, followed by the center fielder, Johnson Rakeup. The pitcher bats third, Miley Wengler. The shortstop is the cleanup hitter, Michaela Reagan. Briley Allgaier, her protection, bats fifth. She's the second baseman. Avery Kelly, the designated player, bats sixth. She bats for left fielder Becca Mangold. And Abby Rakeup, the first baseman, bats seventh. Brooklyn Hendricks in right field bats eighth. And it's Adrian Cox rounding out the order. She's the third baseman. Fredericktown, 9. Coached by Mariah Allgaier in her fourth year, it's Pinwell, Raycop, Wengler, Reagan, Allgaier, Kelly, Raycop, Hendricks, and Cox rounding out the order. Glenn Berry has the fielding alignment for the Farmington Knights, and it's a little bit different in the outfield, Glenn.
Yeah, it's going to be different in the outfield because Carly Barton was supposed to play left field, but she can't. So they're only going with two outfielders. Katie Heberle will kind of play left center most of the game, and Paige Caron will play over in right center. So only two outfielders in the outfield for the Farmington Knights. Kyla Knight will be over at third. Jalen Payne at short. Izzy Statt at second. Kinley Ballou over at first base. As the first pitch comes in, it's a ball in the dirt. Behind the plate, Gracie Mann, and on the mound is Cameron Kennedy. And, boy, Fredericktown's got some big holes out there in the outfield right now.
Starting lineup brought to you by the Harry Peterson American Family Insurance Agency. This one has bounced sharply to third. Kylan Knight makes the play, and a strong throw across the diamond retires Pinwell one away. The American Family Insurance Agency is proud to protect the dreams of families right here in our community, because supporting you off the court and the field is just as important as cheering with you in the stands. One out. It's Johnson Rakup, the center fielder. She takes a strike at the knees, 0-1-1. Fredericktown, we mentioned, they are also wearing black uniforms. There's her black with gold numbers on the front and back, and the wording on the front of the jersey reads Black Cats. It's in cursive with that baseball swoop off the S underneath the name of the, or underneath the jersey, I should say. Gold pinstripes and gold piping as well on the jersey. This one's put down in front of the plate with a bunt. Rakup is out on the bunt attempt as Kennedy bounced out of the circle and got there in time. One away, two away, I should say.
Yeah, you watch this Fredericktown ball club. They've got to be going up to the plate thinking, man, if I can get this out of the infield, I might be able to get more than one bag. But you can't go up there swinging for the fences just because you see all that space in the outfield. You just got to make good, solid contact.
Miley Wingler, the pitcher bat. She's a lefty thrower, a lefty hitter. Red baseball bat, pink batting gloves. Takes ball too high, and the count is 2-0. Those Fredericktown uniforms, the pinstripes match on the pants with the gold piping on the side of the pant leg and the gold belt and gold socks. That one's in there, 2-1. Wingler still in a hitter's count. The pitcher, Cameron Kennedy, trying to work her way back into the count.
They got paw prints on the back of their helmets, too, I assume, for doing something during the season.
2-1, that's in there, and the count's even at 2 balls, 2 strikes.
Kind of a reward, you know, hey, she stood out at this particular point.
2-2, skips to the plate, taken by Wingler, and the count's full, 3-2.
Miley Wingler seems to have the most.
Yeah, I was about to say, that is cool. And they're not matte either. That's the matte black helmets, as this one's chopped foul down the first base line. We'll do it again. But matte black helmet with the gold paw prints. And a little bit of gold trim on the helmets as well. Yeah, those are like nice-looking helmets.
I like that whole gold look on the helmets as well with the matte black.
3-2 again. In the air to left center field. Right at the center fielder, Katie Heberle, and she'll make the catch. And that's out 3. So we've played a full inning, and we have decided nothing. We head to the second. 5-6-7 to up for the Knights when we come back scoreless on KFMO.
Need mobile home repairs? R&R Mobile Home Parts and Service is your one-stop solution. Doors, windows, plumbing, skirting, roof coating, and more. Visit R&R Mobile Home Parts and Service at Highway 67 and Y in Valley Mines, 636-937-9898.
Gilster Mary Lee is hiring long-haul and regional company drivers. Starting pay is 58 cents for all hub miles and $14 per hour detention. The loads are round trips, so drivers are home every week. Gilster Mary Lee is a private label grocery manufacturer with a fleet of 200 commercial tractors and 900 dry vans. The dry grocery industry is essential and growing. Get applications by calling Mike Welker at 800-851-5371.
Transform your living spaces with Cornerstone Furniture and Mattress in Park Hills. Explore a wide selection of mattresses, cozy couches, elegant dining tables, essential bedroom furnishings, and stylish fireplaces, all at great deals. At Cornerstone, we specialize in turning your house into a home. Discover the perfect blend of comfort and style with our quality furniture. Your dream home is just a visit away. Experience the difference at Cornerstone Furniture and Mattress, where we make every corner of your home a reflection of unique style and comfort preferences. Located on St. Joe Drive in Park Hills.
High School Softball on KFMO is brought to you by State Farm Insurance Agent Chris Morrison in Farmington, Lambert's Cafe in Sykeston, Mineral Area Overhead Door in Farmington, Ozarks Federal Savings and Loan in Farmington, and by Complete Vision Care locations in Ludington and Festus.
Shortstop Jalen Payne leads it off for Farmington. We're into the second inning, and we are scoreless. Farmington and Fredericktown, it's Jalen Payne, Kinley Ballou, and Katie Heberle in this inning. And that one is taken for a strike. No balls, two strikes to Payne. And Miley Wingler quickly picking up where she left off in the top of the first. This ball has popped up on the infield. The third baseman over near the circle calls for it. That's Adrian Cox, and she makes the catch. One away.
Well, a good job by Adrian that time to call everybody off because Miley Wingler thought about trying to make the catch. The shortstop comes in as well, Michaela Reagan, but she threw her arms out and made the loud call, called everybody off, and picked up an easy out.
Now it's Kinley Ballou, the first baseman to bat. She's a right-handed hitter, stands upright in the box. First pitch to her, taken a little bit low, 1-0. Wingler toes the rubber. The lefty deals. Swing and a miss. Ballou behind that one. 1-1.
A lot of sweeping motion that time from Ballou. She tried to hit that ball on the outside, but she needs to compact her swing just a little bit, I think.
1-1 pitch, and that hits her in the head. Just grazed it, so she's off to first base on the hit batter. And it'll be A runner at first. Fredericktown thinks they hit her bat, but Glenn, we could clearly see that one hit her head.
Yeah, she was ducking down, and it just grazed the top of her head. And that's one thing Farmington doesn't need is another person on their lineup, you know, going down with any sort of an injury or any kind of a, you know, problem.
Here's a liner up the middle, past the second baseman, diving play by the shortstop Reagan, who was at second base to cover the bag. She had a dive off the bag, though, as the sinking floater was too high for Wingler to reach in the circle, but too shallow for Allgaier, the second baseman, to get to it. And Reagan did a good job of keeping it on the infield, but that'll be the first hit for Heberle and the Farmington Knights.
And I think if Allgaier could have stopped running, she might have got back to the bag to take a throw, but there was just nothing there once the ball got past her.
So there's one out and the eighth spot, Paige Karen batting, the right fielder. Now here's the problem. If she gets out here for out number two, the inning would end because Carly Barton is an automatic out in the ninth spot, the 0-1. This one's grounded towards first, past the backhand of the first baseman. The second baseman, though, Allgaier, is there, and she steps on the bag, and that'll be the inning. So the ninth spot would have come to bat here. If I'm not mistaken, the ninth spot would be out. Yeah, and this will be out number three. So runners will be stranded at second and third for Farmington, and Gracie Mann will lead off the third inning. Nice play by Allgaier, though. Makes up for the miss here at the second base area, but coming back up to back up the first baseman, Abby Raycup, snags it and steps on the bag.
Yeah, she stayed calm, cool, and collected. Knew she had to get that out, and that's what she did. And as you said, because of the automatic out with the injured player, that is the end of the inning.
And so we've played an inning and a half, and we head to the bottom of the second. You're listening to High School Softball on AM 1240 KFMO.
Imagine a place where sweet and savory meets tasty delicious. You must be thinking of Dairy Queen in Farmington and Potosi. Soft-served ice cream with your choice of toppings or crispy tenders with dipping sauces to fulfill your taste buds. Farmington and Potosi Dairy Queens are proud sponsors of high school sports.
Looking to upgrade your floors or countertops without breaking the bank? Visit Busenbark Flooring and Granite, where low prices, top quality installations, and a massive in-stock inventory are just the beginning. Whether it's hardwood, carpet, tile, or studding granite countertops, their expert team gets it done right and done fast. No waiting weeks for materials. What you need, in stock, and ready to go. Stop by Busenbark on 67 Highway in Farmington. Busenbark Flooring and Granite. Your floor, your style, your price.
Looking for a new bank? We've got you covered. At First State Community Bank, we're here to make the switch easy. With local bank experts who know you by name, powerful digital tools for banking anywhere, and a commitment to our community, we're more than just a bank. We're your financial partner. Ready for a bank that puts you first? Visit a nearby branch or learn more at fscb.com and make the switch seamless. First State Community Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender, bank NMLS number 412605.
On the field, every play counts. Off the field, every moment matters. Heart and Soul Hospice proudly supports our athletes and our community, helping families make the most of life's precious time. In life's toughest moments, compassion makes all the difference. Horton Wampler Funeral Home is honored to serve families with dignity, care, and respect, helping celebrate every life with love.
High School Softball on KFMO is brought to you by Willett Home Furnishings in Bonterre, Little Caesars locations in Farmington and Deloge, Boyd & Associates in Farmington, Keen Performance in Bonterre, Ozarks Modern Insulation in Park Hills, Walmart Supercenters in Farmington and Deloge, and by New Era Bank.
Bottom of the second inning. Jared Pettis, Glenn Berry, and J.C. Allen back in studio. Michaela Reagan, Briley Allgaier, Avery Kelly due up for the night. The Black Cats, as Reagan takes strike one at the knees, scoreless through an inning and a half.
One thing the Knights can do, and that is pitch. And Cameron Kennedy, so far, doing a great job.
Reagan takes strike two in the same spot, and she's deep in the hole 0-2. It'll be Michaela Reagan, Briley Allgaier, Avery Kelly due up in this inning. The 0-2 pitch in the air, right field, slicing away from the right fielder and foul. We'll do it again.
Well, we can't say enough about that play by Allgaier at second base. When she went over there to try to field a ball or at least back up a ball that was hit down to the first base line and missed by the first baseman, she stayed calm, cool, and collected, ran it over to first base herself, got the runner and got that second out, and of course because of the injured player being the third out, that killed a rally. Had she booted that ball or not made that play, then you got the top of the lineup up with runners in scoring position.
0-2, this one's laced up the middle, and Reagan could run for days as that's going to roll all the way to the wall and right into it. Reagan rounds first, takes a peek towards the third base coach, and is held up at second with the stop sign, and it's a leadoff double for Michaela Reagan and the first hit of the game for the Lady Cats.
And that's all you really got to do if you're Fredericktown is get the ball into the outfield somehow. And sometimes a ground ball into the infield that gets past the infielders will get past the outfielders as well, because only two of them out there today.
Briley Allgaier stands in, the second baseman. She won Little Caesars Pizza Player of the Game when we saw the Lady Cats last, as that pitch missed outside, and it's ball one. Kind of handcuffed Gracie Mann, the catcher, as well. And a big lead over there for Reagan at second after the pitch. The 1-0 is in there on the outside part of the plate. 1-1. The 1-1. Grounder towards short, but up the middle. Not close enough for Payne to get to it. And it goes under the glove of the center fielder, Heberle. And to the wall. One run scores. Allgaier to third. It'll be a triple. But Glenn, this is going to be a double and an error by the center fielder. And the run will score, so it will be an RBI for Allgaier. But she finds herself at third. And Avery Kelly up with nobody out.
Well, yeah, and that's one of those things where you've got a left center fielder, nobody in center field, and nobody to back you up. So you've got to make that stop at that time. Heberle just couldn't do it.
First pitch to Avery Kelly, a strike going one. The 0-1 misses inside, one ball, one strike.
You and I were talking, for those that, you know, obviously didn't hear us off the air, but we were talking about how do you score that when there's only two outfielders out there? Is that 7 or 8, or is it 7-8? What is that?
The 1-1 misses, 2-1. And, Glenn, I don't know if the answer that I found on Google when I Googled it was accurate, but since that is technically the center fielder playing left center, it's an out to 8 center field. This one's line towards left and in there for a base knock. Kelly will bring home Allgaier, and it's 2-0 Lady Cats.
Well, that was a good hit that time by Kelly as she just found one up in the strike zone, drove it into left field over there to knock it down, and get to it was Katie Heberle, and she keeps it from going any further and causing any more damage. But now two runs on the board for the Fredericktown Lady Cats.
And Abby Rakeup will bat. She's the first baseman, wears jersey number 20, right-handed hitter, no batting gloves. Nice black, blue, and white bat. She pops this one up. It's playable in foul ground. Third baseman takes a couple of steps back. That's Kyla Knight, and she makes the catch. One away.
Nice job by Knight that time. She didn't let the bag trip her up. She knew exactly where she was on the field. She ran down to that spot. She got under it and looked straight up and made the catch, and then paid attention to that runner.
And Brooklyn Hendricks will bat. She's the right fielder. She shows bunt, misses it. That'll be strike one.
Trying to catch, I think, Farmington sleeping a little bit. Kyla Knight is playing deep over there on the left side. And I think she was thinking if she could get that ball down, she could just outrun it. But now Kyla Knight's going to move in inside the bag.
Usually when you see a bunt put down, the batter is up as far up in the box as you can. The 0-1 bunt shown again, whiffed at 0-2. And the reason I bring that up, Glenn, is because when you're as far up into the box as you can get, you have more fair territory to bunt the ball into because you're ahead of the plate. Where Hendricks is standing in the box, as far back and as far away as you can stand. Now she's swinging and she pops this one foul, but the catcher, that is Gracie Mann, couldn't get to it. It'll be a foul ball, 0-2.
That was almost kind of like a swinging bunt. Obviously, it wasn't a bunt or it'd be an out, but still, she just kind of wanted to go up there and make contact of some sort, maybe put it down to third baseline and try to outrun it. Let's see what she does this time, see if she kind of gets that walking start.
0-2, she does. Slaps it the other way to third base. Going to be a tough play. Charging in, that's Knight. Throw is not caught by the first baseman. Nobody covering third. Scrambling over there is Kelly. The throw not in time. Runners at the corners, and it's E3 as Kinley Blue just couldn't catch that ball thrown to her chest.
Yeah, there really wasn't anything wrong with Kyla Knight's throw. It was right there on the money, but for some odd reason, over at first base, Kinley Ballou just lost sight of it. Maybe because of the runner, maybe trying to get to it and stretch a little bit, but that's an error on the Knights, and that's one they could ill afford to have.
Second error of the inning. Runner goes to second, no throw, so Hendricks will take second base, and Adrian Cox, the third baseman, bats ahead in the count 1-0 as that pitch missed.
It's been one of those innings for Farmington where it feels like if they could have just made a play here or there, it wouldn't be so bad, but it could be disastrous if they don't get an out or two here.
1-0 misses inside, two balls, no strikes. Kennedy ready. The 2-0 grounder towards short. This will bring in a run. Now the runner trying to advance to third. The throw is in time to get the out. It's a productive one for Adrian Cox. Score it 6-3, and she'll pick up an RBI. Two away in the inning.
Yeah, good job that time by Cox just to put the ball in play. We say that all the time. Putting the ball in play, things can happen. We saw it before with the first baseman committing the error, that allowing a run to score, and then this time getting people over in scoring position and getting that ball down on the ground. Got to run in.
First pitch to Ella Pinwell is ball one. She's ahead in the count. It is 3-0 Fredericktown. We're in the bottom of the second inning, two outs and a runner at third base. That's Brooklyn Hendricks. Kennedy ready. The 1-0 misses high, 2-0.
I think if you're Farmington, you got to fight that idea of letting your shoulders shrug and go, uh-oh, here we go again. They've got to buck it up and see if they can get this last out.
Hard grounder towards short, played on a couple of hops by Payne. Low throw and not scooped, and that'll be another run, but it's going to be E6 on that one. Jalen Payne unable to make the play, and now Johnson Rakeup will be the eighth batter of the inning.
Well, that time a nice job to get to it by Jalen Payne, but she left the throw really short. She didn't get in front of it and try to, you know, get some body weight behind it, actually, is what I meant to say, and she threw it down in the dirt. No chance for Kinley Ballou to scoop that one.
First pitch, a strike right down the middle, taken by Rakeup. This is Johnson Rakeup, the center fielder. Bunted a ball back to the pitcher for the second out of the first inning. She's 0-1, and the 0-1 pitch. Runner goes in there for a strike. The throw down hits the runner. Bounces off of the runner, but right into the hands of the shortstop, Payne. And Pinwell will swipe second base. It's an 0-2 count at the plate.
And I think maybe the confusion of the uniforms might have made the Gracie Mann think that that was somebody going to the ball, and she threw it right to him.
0-2, grounder towards short under the glove of Payne and into center field for an RBI single. And the score now 5-0, Lady Cats.
Well, like I said, it could turn into a disastrous inning if they can't get those outs, and so far they have not been able to get those outs. It was 3-0, opportunity maybe to get out of the inning with a little damage, I guess you could say, as possible. But it's continuing on.
Wingler takes ball one away, and taking second base on the wild pitch will be Johnson Rakeup. And it's 1-0. Wingler, the ninth batter of the inning. On deck, Michaela Reagan led off with a double. She came around to score this inning. There are two outs in the inning. The 1-0 misses, two balls, no strikes.
It's three stolen bases here in this inning for the Fredericktown Lady Cats. They are taking advantage of a Farmington team that right now is reeling just a bit.
2-0 pitch, ripped towards second and past the second baseman Stat and all the way to the fence. One run will score. Rounding second, heading to third is Rakeup, and she will, Wingler, and they're going to send her home as Farmington falls asleep, and it's an inside-the-park homer, a two-run shot. And here comes Allison Pingle to the circle. I don't know if there was no communication. The right fielder, Paige Karen, threw it into the cutoff, Izzy Stat, and she just lobbed it back to the infield as Wingler rounded third. It's now 7-0.
I think it's one of those things maybe where they just thought she'd pull up at third, and so they just lobbed the ball back in, and nobody was talking and saying, hey, she's still going. And by the time the second baseman had it, she turned around, and there was nobody there, and she gets to come home all the way from a ball that was hit on the ground that got into the outfield.
And inside the park homer, Miley Wingler, two RBIs in the game, and it's 7-0. And long conversation in the circle, and Pingle is very animated out there. Is Hank Kinsey going to make his way a foot in front of home plate? Pingle is going to come out of the circle, and the meeting is still taking place out there. Hank Kinsey, the home plate umpire, kind of shouts, let's go, ladies, to get play going. And the 10th batter of the inning, Michaela Reagan. She doubled earlier this inning, this frame, I should say.
Well, let's go back to the first inning. It was actually second inning on a ball that was hit into the outfield. And the ball was hit on a line drive, and you knew it was going to be a ball that was going to be difficult to knock down. And during that time, one of the outfielders just kind of jogged over to it. And I thought to myself at the time, as the first pitch is a ball, now a throw past the pitcher that Wingler will go get, or actually Kennedy will go get. But it just kind of made me think at the time that they're not really focused just yet today.
1-0 pitch, misses, two balls, no strikes. It was an 0-2 count when Reagan took one to the other way for an opposite field double. She lifts this one in the air to left field. Heberle, the center fielder, over, makes the catch, and then it'll end the long inning. But seven runs score, three errors in the inning, and too many hits to count in that inning as well. We'll get the final tally, but we come back to the third. It is 7-0 Fredericktown. You're listening to High School Softball on the Parkland Sports Leader, AM 1240 KFMO.
Gifford Lumber Company of Farmington has been supplying homeowners and builders with tools, lumber, hardware, and the advice they need to tackle any project, serving the area since 1950. Hometown proud and ready to help. Gifford Lumber Company on Potosi Street in Farmington.
Hungry? The Riverside Grill on East Main Street in Park Hills has homemade daily specials, or choose from a menu of other delicious entrees, or stop by for a hearty breakfast every day from 7 a.m. to 11 a.m. The Riverside Grill, across from the Farmers Market in Park Hills.
American Family Insurance.
I'm Harry Peterson, and I'm proud to support high school sports. Did you know life's better with American Family Insurance? Because we know whether it's a new home or a new car, you've worked hard to achieve your dream, and we work hard to protect them so you can enjoy the utmost peace of mind. Save up to 23% when you bundle home and auto. Contact me, Harry Peterson, at 573-756-6736, or stop by at 700 West Karsh Boulevard in Farmington.
American Family Mutual Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
High School Softball on KFMO is brought to you by Dairy Queen, locations in Farmington and Potosi, Liberty Security in Farmington, Buck Realty in Ironton, Parkland Monument Company in Farmington, Home Pools and Spa in Ledington, Otaki Lake KOA in Piedmont, and by Catfish Kettle in Farmington.
Top of inning number three, 7-0. Fredericktown leads Farmington. Jared Pettis, Glenn Berry, and J.C. Allen back in studio. Inning break brought to you by Missouri Farm Bureau agents Mike Sansegra in Farmington, Jonathan Steffen in Deloge. Contact them today for a free quote on auto, home, business, or life insurance. The 1-0 pitch is lifted behind the third base bag in foul ground. And going to get that one is the shortstop, Michaela Reagan. There's one away. Now it's Izzy Stat. That was Gracie Mann that popped out.
Nice job that time by Reagan to go over there and get to that ball. The third baseman, Adrian Cox, was turned around, and I don't think she had a bead on it just yet.
First pitch low and away. Stat takes it, ball one. She struck out swinging in the first. Choked up on the bat about 2.5 inches. The 1-0. Swing and a miss, 1-1. Stat just over top of that one, but I thought she timed it up well, Glenn.
Yeah, it looked like a ball that was had a little bit of movement in it that dropped out of the strike zone just a bit. So she was right on it. It just dropped on her.
The 1-1 tipped into the catcher's mitt, 1-2.
And I feel like that one, she kind of swung over the top because it was about the same spot, but the ball didn't move as much, and she just missed that one as well. You could actually hear it kind of tick the ball as it went by.
The 1-2. High, 2-2, and I think Stat might have thought that was hitting her, or maybe Miley Wingler didn't like how it came out of her hand. One of them, either those two or maybe the catcher, Ella Pinwell, both made a shrieking noise as that 2-2 pitch just swung it and missed. And out number two, and that strikeout is the fourth for Miley Wingler. Strikeouts are brought to you by Complete Vision Care, the ideal choice for your routine exams and anything regarding your eye care since 1966, locations in Ledington and Festus.
Now, somebody didn't like that pitch before that one, but yeah. You can hear about everything on a field like this where you're right behind home plate.
That pitch is knuckled into right field, and that'll be a hit for Kylan Knight. She will pull up at the first base bag and a two-out single, and that'll bring up the pitcher, Cameron Kennedy.
Well, that was a good job by Kylan Knight that time. She just took it to the opposite field, just off the end of the bat, got it over the second baseman and first baseman's head into no man's land, and she's down at first.
Back pick over to first, and the ball was thrown behind Abby Rake up the first baseman. She had to reach back and keep it on the infield, but Knight is back safely. The pitch called the ball to Cameron Kennedy, 1-0.
I think it's one thing the Knights got to focus on. They're on the offense right now. They need to take the best swings, try to put something together, and not worry about that last seven-run inning in the top half of this game.
1-0 pitch, misses high again, 2-0. The 2-0 from Wingler in the air. Slicing down the right field line, fair by inches. That'll get to the foul wall. Throw comes in to the cutoff man, the first baseman, and scoring from first will be Kylan Knight. That ball was in the air for a long time, but again, you mentioned no man's land on the last hit, no man's land there as well. That one got the foul line and stayed fair by just a bit. It's a RBI double.
I had no idea that ball was going to land in fair territory. And to be honest with you, I think Kennedy, when she saw it come off the bat, kind of pulled up thinking it was going foul. Next thing you know, it hit the chalk line and was rolling away from the right fielder.
Going to bring up Jalen Payne, and she lifts this one in the air to the second baseman, Riley Allgaier. She makes the catch, and that ends the inning. Not before a run, though, on an RBI double from Cameron Kennedy. We head to the bottom of the third. The score is 7-1. You're listening to High School Softball on the Parkland Sports Leader, AM 1240 KFMO Park Hills.
At Boyd & Associates, we're not your average CPA firm. We're a group of highly motivated and skilled accountants here to ensure success and efficiency as you scale your business. By choosing B&A, you'll receive support through one-on-one consulting in order to gain insight into business best practices, receiving personalized recommendations, expert oversight, and alliance in achieving your goals. We connect, collaborate, and provide ongoing support so that you're never building alone. Boyd & Associates, we're the missing piece to your team.
Your outdoor adventures just got easier with Midwest Sports Center in Farmington, your ultimate outdoor toy store. Whether you're hitting the road, tearing up the trails, or cruising the waves, they got you covered. Explore a range of top brands like Polaris, Suzuki, Can-Am, and Kawasaki. Upgrade your ride with doors, windshields, roofs, and much more. Your next outdoor thrill awaits you at Midwest Sports Center in Farmington. Visit them today at 124 Walker Drive in Farmington.
Start September off smart. We're serving up savings and making it simple to swap keys for something spectacular. This September, we want to invite you to swap keys. At Sam's Hiss & Ford, we have been driving the community forward since 1937. And now it's your turn to get behind the wheel of something new. Looking to drive away in a newer car, truck, or SUV this September? At Sam's Hiss & Ford, we make it as easy as 1, 2, 3. 1, bring us your current vehicle for no-hassle appraisal. That's right, no pressure. Just an easy evaluation. 2, we'll give you max value for your trade-in. That means more money in your pocket to put towards your next ride. 3, our finance team will go the extra mile to find the perfect plan for you. Low interest rates and lenders looking to approve? We have you covered. For 87 years, Sam's Hiss & Ford has been your trusted hometown dealer, serving our community and customers. Let's swap keys this September, and we'll help you drive off in the vehicle you've been dreaming of. Visit us today at Sam's Hiss & Ford, the home of the forever warranty, or check us out online at sissandford.com.
Offers require bank approval. See dealer for details.
Lifting this one to left field was Briley Allgaier. She'll have her second double of the game as that one, just like Cameron Kennedy's double in the top of the third, finds the chalk. This time, though, in left field, and Allgaier leads it off with a double. Now it's Avery Kelly's turn.
Yeah, that's a ball that if you did have a left fielder for Farmington, that one might have been caught, but it just was put in the wrong spot for an outfield featuring only two outfielders right now.
Avery Kelly takes strike one of the inside part of the plate. She crowds the plate in that right-handed batter's box. Something you see a lot of lefties do, not so much the righties. But she stands there and she's ready to go. That one misses inside, 1-1. She had to lean her upper half back away from the plate for that pitch as it ran inside on her. A 1-1 count with the runner at second. It is still Cameron Kennedy in the circle. The pitch is cut at and fouled off, 1-2. Kelly sends that one to the netting.
Well, you can see this Fredericktown team is a very aggressive team. Farmington's had a little bit of trouble with that this afternoon. They're not as aggressive right now, but things may turn around.
1-2 pitch in the air towards center field. And that one's going to fall, not caught by the second baseman Stat. They're going to wave home Allgaier, and the throw goes behind her to third base. And it'll be a run scored, the eighth of the game for Fredericktown. I didn't see that one, Glenn. Did you get a good look at it? Was that one catchable by Stat, the second baseman?
Well, I think Stat was the only one that was going to catch it because Karan was in right field, and I don't think she had an opportunity to get to it. And she kind of looked at Stat as though she was going to get it, but that was just one of those, you know, it's going to be a circus catch, I think, if she runs out there and makes that catch.
We'll give her a double. Kelly, a double and an RBI on that play. And now it's Abby Rakeup, and she'll drive this one to left field. That'll sink, and that may score a run. They're going to wave home Kelly, the throw into the cutoff man, and now trapped between first and second is Rakeup. She gets back to first safely, and it's an RBI hit. And now 9-1 Fredericktown.
I think the temptation there by Jalen Payne was to get that ball and try to throw it home. I don't know if she had a play at home or not, but she decided to put it in her pocket and run it back in, see if she could get the runner rounding first, but she wasn't far enough off the bag in order to, to get her out.
Bunt shown, put down towards the pitcher. Third baseman over, makes the catch. They throw it to the second baseman covering. And back to second is Abby Rakeup on the sack bunt from Brooklyn Hendricks. That was put down perfectly.
And played perfectly by Farmington. They go over and get it as Knight goes in and grabs it real quick, looks over to first base, and covering first base was Izzy Stad, and she got it real quickly and then came up looking.
That out is the first of the inning. Adrian Cox will bat now. She grounded out but brought in a run in the second. She takes ball one high. It's 1-0. At second base is now Abby Rakeup after her RBI hit. The sack bunt moves her over 60 feet, the 1-0. Slow roller towards short, not played by the third baseman, but it will be by the shortstop, and there's no play. Jalen Payne, instead of charging on that one, Glenn, she waited for the runner to pass her. Now she, as the defender, she has to be able to make the play, so the runner would have had to go around her. I think that's a mental error, but not an error in the scorebook.
Yeah, and again, not aggressive enough to go after a ball like that. That's something that Farmington's got to work on.
Chopper towards short, and that's past Payne. And they're going to wave the runner from first, Cox, over to third. And now on the throw in, moving up, is Ella Pinwell. So E6, and she's at second base.
I'll tell you what, Ella Pinwell did exactly what she needed to do in that situation, too. As soon as she hit it and saw it go through the shortstop's glove, she didn't stop running. She kept going because she knew that they were going to try to get the runner over at third. And now you got a couple of runs in scoring position and a ball that gets away from the pitcher.
Although the shortstop Payne and the second baseman Stat both alert on that one, they were breaking to back it up as that held Cox over there at third. It's Pinwell at second, batting Rakeup ahead in the count 1-0. She'll ground this one towards the shortstop, and it's between the legs of Payne, and that'll score two. Another error on Payne, and Raycop's at first.
Well, that time, Rakeup just let it eat her up. She didn't charge into it, but she bent down, didn't get down low enough, and now I think Allison Pingle wants to talk to somebody here. She's going to go to the home plate umpire, see what they can do. I think they're going to make a switch.
And they will make a switch. Jalen Payne is going to come into the circle, and that means Cameron Kennedy is likely going to He is a shortstop, if I'm not mistaken. We will confirm that for you momentarily. As for now, it's 12-1. Fredericktown leading. They scored 7 in the second, 5 here in the third, and there's only one out with a runner at first base. They committed 3 errors in the second inning and 2 so far in this inning. And the new pitcher, yes, it is Jalen Payne. And so at shortstop, and Payne will bring the heat in the circle. Judging by her warm-up tosses, the book not yet closed on Cameron Kennedy as she works into the third inning. 2 1/3, but she's still responsible for rake-up at first base. Now on deck is the pitcher Miley Wingler. And it was a good first inning for Kennedy, and then the defense kind of fell apart behind her in the second. You know, the Fredericktown bats woke up.
They were down 3-0, and I said something at that point. I said, they got to figure out a way to get these last two outs. And they got it out pretty quickly, and then they just couldn't get that last one. And then, like you said, start kicking the ball, maybe not going after a ball like they should, hustling on it, and letting balls get through their legs now. And things have just deteriorated for this Farmington Night Club. And that's what you just you see when a club is going badly. You got to fight it hard not to let your shoulders shrug and start to give up. You got to come back out and fight harder. And I think that's what Allison Pingle is trying to tell her pitcher and her club right now. Let's fight harder. Let's get this thing going.
So Kennedy is responsible for 9 hits in 2 1/3 inning on 56 pitches. Book not closed, though, because she is responsible, as I mentioned, for that runner at first base. Batting, Miley Wingler. And at short, Kylan Knight. So the pitcher, Cameron Kennedy, is at third base. First pitch skips to the plate for ball one, and swiping second on the wild pitch is Rakeup. The eighth batter of the inning is Miley Wingler. The 1-0. Skips to the plate again. 2 balls, no strikes.
I saw as soon as they brought in Jalen Payne that she could throw with some heat. But right now it looks like control is a little bit of her issue right now. She needs to come in, see if she can find something close to the plate.
That one skips off the catcher's glove, and another runner will advance on the wild pitch. Runner now at third base, and a 3-0 count to Wingler at the plate. We are in the bottom of the third inning. So this is 15-run rule territory. Fredericktown would have to score 4 more runs. That's ball 4. Farmington does have an out, and the Knights are asleep. Wingler steals second on the walk after the throw went back to the pitcher, and Payne just watched her go. 4-pitch walk, and Wingler is at second base, and now Michaela Reagan will bat 1-for-2 today. First pitch to her, skips to the plate, ball one.
Well, that's the difference, as I said before, in the aggressiveness of these teams. One team very aggressive, that's Fredericktown. The other team right now is just trying to get through this inning.
1-0, grounder towards third, bobbled by the third baseman, and that'll be E5. A run comes in. It's now a 13-1 game, and runners are at the corners for the 10th batter of the inning. Riley Allgaier, who led off the inning with the double.
And, you know, I think that was a situation where Kylan Knight did not, or actually Cameron Kennedy, didn't know what to do with that ball when it was hit to her. She was thinking, do I get it, field it, go back and step on third? Do I throw it to first? Do I, you know, what am I going to do here? And I think her indecision caused that error.
Brooklyn Josevic will bat as a pinch hitter for Riley Allgaier. She takes strike one. Runners at the corners, one away. The 0-1 skips to the plate, 0-2, throw down to second, cut off by the shortstop, throw back to third, not in time. Runners at second and third, and a 1-1 count at the plate on the stolen bag by Michaela Reagan.
Well, you know, my scorecard's already messed up with the way the numbers lie, but it is really messed up now.
1-1 misses inside, 2-1. Yeah, I forgot about that. I know you mentioned it every baseball and softball season, but Oh, man, if you could see Glenn's scoreboard.
And the funny thing is, when you get ready to print it, it looks perfect. And you print it, and you're like, why did the numbers move?
The 2-1, that's going to skip and hit Jacevic, and the bases will be loaded for Avery Kelly, the scheduled hitter, and it will be Avery Kelly. And with one swing of the bat, she could end this game.
Well, I think Farmington's in that mode right now where they just like to get out of here. And unfortunately, that's a bad mode to be in. They feel like that this thing has gotten away from them, and they just can't seem to get it stopped.
First pitch to Kelly is ball one, high. Infield playing in, one out in the inning. There is a force out at every bag, so look for the double play. The 1-0 pitch. Knuckled line, double play. There it is. Line to first base. Bellew picked it up and stepped on the bag. 3 and assisted. And it's 13-1. We head to the fourth inning. You're listening to High School Softball on AM 1240 KFMO.
Complete Vision Care in Ludington and Festus, taking care of routine exams, glaucoma, macular degeneration, and diabetic eye exams. From glasses to contact lenses, urgent eye pain to dry eyes, they are here for you.
When it comes to your eyes, listen to this voice. Complete Vision Care is the ideal choice.
At Buck Realty in Ironton, we connect you with properties in the most scenic area of Southeast Missouri. Buck Realty specializes in hunting land and recreational property and offer a wide range of land, farms, acreages, homes, and even commercial property. Our local experts know the terrain and the market better than anyone. Give them a call today, 573-546-5546.
It starts with an idea, a logo, a message, a spark. Graphic Options in Farmington brings it to life on shirts, signs, banners, and more. Fast, local, unforgettable. Graphic Options in Farmington. Quality graphics, endless options.
From engine repair to collision repair, Keen Performance in Bonterre is all things automotive. They service all makes and models and will have you back on the road in no time. Keen Performance, located on Stormy Lane off of Highway K in Bonterre, proud supporter of high school sports.
Need a cozier, more energy-efficient home? Ozark's Modern Insulation in Park Hills has delivered quality insulation since 1977 with free estimates and old-fashioned family service. Ozark's Modern Insulation, proud sponsor of high school sports.
High School Softball on KFMO is brought to you by Missouri Farm Bureau agent Mike Sonsegra in Farmington and Jonathan Steffen in Deloge, Sam Sism Ford Lincoln, Curtis Auto Glass Center in Park Hills, First State Community Bank, McDonald's of the Parkland, and by Horton Wampler Funeral Home in Park Hills.
Back here on AM 1240 KFMO, it is 13-1 as we start inning number 4. Inning break brought to you by Missouri Farm Bureau agent Mike Sonsegra in Farmington, Jonathan Steffen in Deloge. Contact them today for a free quote on auto, home, business, or life insurance. Kinley Blue leads it off. Katie Heberly will follow, and Paige Karen. It's a 1-0 count to Blue, the first baseman. A 1-0 pitch, low 2-0. And a couple of big innings for Fredericktown have them up by 12. Jared Pettis, Glenn Berry, J.C. Allen back in studio producing our broadcast. The 2-0 is in there for a strike.
Well, you're down at the bottom of the lineup if you're the Fredericktown Lady Cats, so you're trying to get out of this inning, see if you can get back out there, maybe close this one out, because Farmington's reeling right now. If you're the Knights, you just got to start stringing some hits together.
The 2-1, I should say, misses, three balls, one strike.
Yeah, you're down 13-1, but that doesn't mean you can't start stringing some hits together, doing some things, and maybe just playing more aggressively, because what have you got to lose?
The 3-1. That's a strike, and the count's full, 3-2. Blue was hit by a pitch in the second inning, got her in the helmet, although it just grazed her, so she was good to continue. The 3-2 pitch on its way. Fouled off, we'll do it again. The most pitches that Miley Wingler has had to throw to a batter all game in this at-bat. This will be the seventh pitch. On its way, she came into the inning with 36 pitches. And pitch number 7 of this AB headed home. And it's strike 3. Right down the middle, taken by Blue. That strikeout is the fifth for Wingler, and there is one away. Strikeouts brought to you by Complete Vision Care, the ideal choice for your medical eye care concerns, including dry eyes and other eye diseases, locations in Lenington and Festus. And now it's Katie Heberle, the lefty. Takes ball one low, 1-0. She singled back in the second. Was stranded at second base. The 1-0 pitch. Way out in front of that one, Heberle, one ball, one strike.
That one, she kind of stepped in the bucket just a bit, kind of put that front foot back and swung at a pitch that was a little bit out from her and just could not make contact.
1-1, excuse me, swing under the glove of the pitcher, but right there is Allgaier, the second baseman, and a nice play and a nice throw to Rakeup at first, and there's two away.
And a good job by the first baseman over there, Rakeup. She had to come off the back just for a split second to dig that one out, but she got her foot back down as quickly as possible and got the out. And that is two down.
And so it'll be Paige Karen, and no matter what she does, the inning will end after she bats because the ninth spot is up after her, and she fouls off the first pitch for strike one. She grounded out to Bradley Allgaier back in the second inning.
And I know it's 13-1 right now, but I think if I was Farmington, I'd rather see her get on, have the inning end, rather than start next inning with an automatic out.
Yep. I would totally agree with that, the 0-1. Check swing, she didn't go. One ball, one strike, it missed low. By check swing, Karen started the swing as the ball was into the catcher's mitt. She was well behind that one. The 1-1 pitch. Swing and a miss, 1-2.
She just needs to make contact on this. Just get that ball out there and make some sort of contact. See if you can put it in play.
1-2, grounder right back to the pitcher, played by Wingler. Throw to first, and down go the Knights in order. 1-2-3. We head to the bottom of inning number four. Fredericktown leads Farmington, 13-1. You're listening to High School Softball on AM 1240 KFMO.
Did you know that Ozarks Federal offers investment property loans for residential and non-residential real estate investors? Our investment property loans have flexible terms, and we offer purchase, refinance, and cash-out loans that make those dreams become reality. We offer loans on land for construction and loans on improved or unimproved land. See a loan officer at one of our five locations to apply for an investment property loan. Ozarks Federal, always loyal, always local. Member FDIC, equal housing lender, www.ofsl.com. Bank.
To everyone who enjoys a sweet treat, Culver's team member Brooke is crafting one for you, Wisconsin style.
When I serve you a creamy fresh frozen custard treat, it's that handcrafted kind of goodness, like our Simply Sweet cones or dishes, craveably thick shakes, and handcrafted concrete mixers. You know those, it's so good, want a bite kind of treats?
Come to Culver's for a Wisconsin favorite made just for you. From Wisconsin with love, welcome to Delicious.
Visit your local Culver's on Karsh Boulevard in Farmington.
When second's making a play, short's got it covered.
A winning insurance strategy doesn't rely on one person.
Get a good hustle,
two
good
things,
hustle.
Communicate with your guys and make sure everyone's in the right coverage.
It takes a team that knows its roles well, working together to provide an exceptional experience.
Set the screen. You have to protect yourself.
1, 2, 3, Wildcats!
At Shelter Insurance, you can count on our local agents and award-winning customer service to help you protect what matters most.
See Chuck Odle, Shelter Insurance, on East School Street in Bon Terre today or call 358-3674.
High School Softball on KFMO is brought to you by Culver's in Farmington. Real estate agent Mary Hagan with Coldwell Banker Halsey in Farmington. American Family Insurance agent Harry Peterson in Farmington. Schlosser Orthodontics. Cozine Memorial Chapel in Farmington. And by Riverside Grill in Park Hills.
7-8-9, due up for the Fredericktown Lady Black Cats here on the bottom of the fourth inning. Abby Rakeup, followed by Brooklyn Hendricks and Adrian Cox, the third baseman, rounding out the order. 7-8-9, due up. We're in the bottom of inning number four, and the score is 13-1 Fredericktown. And Rakeup stands in. She's 1-for-2, an RBI single in the third, popped out in the second. First pitch to her, taken high for ball one, and she's already ahead in the count. And the throw back to the pitcher goes into center field. That was not even close to Jalen Payne.
We've seen some wild throws in warm-ups and things like that starting this game a couple of times, hitting the fence, hitting the boards in front of us.
1-0 pitch. This one's knuckled behind the third base bag. The shortstop over. That's Kyla Knight, and she makes the catch. One away. And the book did close on Cameron Kennedy. Back in the fourth inning. She goes 2 1/3. I beg your pardon, back in the third inning. She goes 2 1/3. 9 hits, 13 runs, 7 were earned, and no walks, no strikeouts. 56 pitches. Brooklyn Hendricks chases that pitch out of the zone 0-1.
I don't know that I've seen a no walks, no strikeout performance, even in a short outing, in a long time.
The 0-1 swung at and missed, 0-2. You know, the new, if you want to say, meme going around within baseball or softball, the yes hitter. The 0-2 fouled off, we'll do it again. Have you seen that at all? The
yes
hitter?
I don't think I have.
So it's the opposite of a no hitter where you allow a lot of hits. Although Cameron Kennedy did get outs in the game, so I don't think you could classify it as a yes hitter. The 0-2. Sharply hit ground ball down the third baseline, foul. We'll do it again.
I'll have to look that one up. You get a foul ball back over here, too. You're talking about balls that hitting the screen and yelling for people, and foul ball on the previous pitch woke some folks up over on the Fredericktown side.
Former Lady Callie Allgaier, if I'm not mistaken. The 0-2. Popped up, foul ball. Is it playable? It is not. Off the netting. We'll do it again. Callie Allgaier, of course, graduated last year. A couple of really good ball games, both on the softball side and basketball side last year for the Lady Cats.
Yeah, tough little players, too.
The 0-2, that one's going to roll to the plate. 1-2.
I think it was, I can't remember what game it was, but at that point, Pinuel had played quite a bit after coming back from her injury for her senior season.
Yeah, that would have been 2 years ago, the 1-2. Inside, called strike three. That is the first strikeout by a Farmingtonite pitcher of the game. It's brought to you by Complete Vision Care. Are you talking about Reitzel, P.J. Reitzel?
P.J. Reitzel. Yes. So when P.J. Reitzel came back from the injury, everybody was double-teaming her, sometimes triple-teaming her.
Allgaier would find herself wide open.
Yeah, Allgaier came out with, I think, about a 24-point performance that particular night and led Frederick down to the win.
First pitch to Adrian Cox, taken high for a ball, 1-0. Lady Cats lead in the bottom of the fourth, 13-1. And if they don't score three in this inning, which there are two outs, as that pitch is low, 2-0, they will start the top of the fifth, needing only two outs to end the game because Carly Barton is the ninth spot in the Knights' order. She's injured. She will be an automatic out. Farmington only has nine players on their roster, the 2-0. Inside, 3-0. Ella Pinwell is on deck. She is 0-3 today, reached on an error twice and grounded out. Has scored twice.
I was going to say, it's hard to believe because it seems like she's been on base all day long.
3-0 misses, ball four. And so Pinwell will have to shed the tools of ignorance and work her way to the plate. Here in the bottom of the fourth inning, and those... Isn't that the saying, tools of ignorance? Isn't that what it is? The catcher's equipment?
I don't even have a clue who made that.
You know, I don't remember the player's name, but several years ago when I was board hopping a game for Greg Allen and Mike Reeves on KFMO, they had mentioned it, shed the tools of ignorance. And they had gone into that conversation of who said it. Well, I looked it up. It was a catcher back in like the early 1900s.
Oh, yeah.
High chopper towards second, booted by the second baseman, but in plenty of time. No time. Beating it out. It was Ella Pinwell, and that'll be an error on the second baseman's stat. E4.
That is a line for a day. Ground out, error, E6, E6, E4.
Yeah, that's no joke. Pop-up, playable, foul ground by the first base dugout, but it's into the netting and was no longer playable. Breakup behind 0-1 on the foul ball.
According to baseballreference.com, the source is kind of muddy here. Muddy Rule was a catcher, and Bill Dickey, also a catcher, supposedly had coined that phrase.
The 0-1 misses. Swiping third base was Cox. The throw goes into left field, and she scores. Moving up to second, Pinwell. That'll be an error, and they're joking with her, asking what she was doing, swiping a bag. She would have been out had the throw gone to the third baseman. Instead, it goes to left field, E2, and now moving up, Pinwell on the wild pitch. So the what would be the game-ending run stands at the box. Pinwell is at third. Raycup is ahead in the count, 2-1. The next one on its way. Grounder towards short, played by the shortstop, Knight, over to first, and they get the out. So when we come back in the fifth, there will be one out for the Knights as the ninth spot is due up, and Fredericktown will need just two. They're up 14-1 on KFMO.
Start September off smart. We're serving up savings and making it simple to swap keys for something spectacular. This September, we want to invite you to swap keys. At Sam Says and Ford, we have been driving the community forward since 1937. And now it's your turn to get behind the wheel of something new. Looking to drive away in a newer car, truck, or SUV this September? At Sam Says and Ford, we make it as easy as 1, 2, 3. 1, bring us your current vehicle for no-hassle appraisal. That's right, no pressure. Just an easy evaluation. 2, we'll give you max value for your trade-in. That means more money in your pocket to put towards your next ride. 3, our finance team will go the extra mile to find the perfect plan for you. Low interest rates and lenders looking to approve? We have you covered. For 87 years, Sam Sism Ford has been your trusted hometown dealer, serving our community and customers. Let's swap keys this September, and we'll help you drive off in the vehicle you've been dreaming of. Visit us today at Sam Sism Ford, the home of the forever warranty, or check us out online at SismFord.com.
Offers require bank approval. See dealer for details.
High school softball on KFMO is brought to you by Midwest Sports Center in Farmington, Kevin Ball Auto Body in Park Hills, Shelter Insurance Agent Chuck Odle in Bonterre, Gilstermary Lee Corporation in Chester, Illinois, Mineral Area College, and by Graphic Options in Farmington.
Back here for the top of the fifth inning, and Carly Barton will be struck out, the automatic strikeout. Miley Wingler will have her sixth, and Gracie Mann will technically, I guess, lead it off. Not technically lead it off, because that would have been Barton, but her spot is an automatic out, so it's Mann, then Stat. And Farmington's got a lot of digging to do. They're down 14-1. That inning break was brought to you by Missouri Farm Bureau, and the first pitch taken for ball one. Mann, 0-2 today, is ahead in the count.
I remember playing a game of softball down here in Fredericktown in a men's league.
The 1-0 is fouled off. One ball, one strike.
And it was a rule that you started with a 2-1 count.
Huh.
And every batter, because the field was so small, I guess they didn't want balls just flying out all day long, you know.
I guess that makes sense. That one is taken for a ball, 2-1. This one is lifted in the air to left field. Over to get it is the left fielder. That's Mangold, and there's two away, and Farmington's down to their final out.
That ball was kind of hit on the nose, but it was hit right to Becca Mangold, and she just went over and put it away for the second out of the inning.
And brings up Izzy Statt, who has struck out twice today. Swing and a miss on the first pitch, 2-0, 0-1. Winning pitcher will be Miley Wingler. The loss will go to Cameron Kennedy. The 0-1 pitch skips to the plate. One ball, one strike. Wingler going for the de facto complete game, five innings. The 1-1. Swing and a miss, and Farmington's down to their final strike. The 1-2, skipping to the plate again, two balls, two strikes. The 2-2 on its way. Grounder right back to Wingler. She'll flip it to first, and that's the game. 14-1 is the final. Fredericktown gets their 10th win of the season, and they are off to a hot start They lost their first game of the year, rattled off 8 straight, lost to Donovan, beat North County, and now beat Farmington 14-1. We'll take a break, and when we come back, it'll be time for the Cornerstone Furniture and Mattress postgame show after this on AM 1240 KFMO, Park Hills, Missouri.
At Buck Realty in Ironton, we connect you with properties in the most scenic area of Southeast Missouri. Buck Realty specializes in hunting land and recreational property and offer a wide range of land, farms, acreages, homes, and even commercial property. Our local experts know the terrain and the market better than anyone. Give them a call today, 573-546-5546.
You know Mineral Area Overhead Door has sold and installed garage doors and openers since 1978, but we also have windows, patio covers, screen rooms, and more. Check out our beautiful showroom on Highway 67 in Farmington or visit mineralareadoor.com. Need a hinge, cable, remote? Yeah, we've got that. Mineral Area Door has a huge inventory of parts for your convenience. Call 431-6123 or visit our website at mineralareadoor.com. Serving you since 1978.
Your outdoor adventures just got easier with Midwest Sports Center in Farmington, your ultimate outdoor toy store. Whether you're hitting the road, tearing up the trails, or cruising the waves, they got you covered. Explore a range of top brands like Polaris, Suzuki, Can-Am, and Kawasaki. Upgrade your ride with doors, windshields, roofs, and much more. Your next outdoor thrill awaits you at Midwest Sports Center in Farmington. Visit them today at 124 Walker Drive in Farmington.
Attention pizza lovers.
Little Caesars Pizza wants their valued customers to know that due to a recent fire,
the Little Caesars Pizza in Deloge is currently closed.
But don't worry, your favorite hot and ready pizza is still available
with the Farmington Little Caesars.
Whether it's a classic pepperoni, cheese, or crazy bread, the Farmington location is open and ready to serve
with the same great quality you've come to love.
So if you're hungry for the best pizza in town,
head to the Farmington Little Caesars.
It's hot and ready, waiting for you.
Pizza, pizza.
We are Missouri Farm Bureau Insurance, and we're here for all of life's wins. Like when you get a new car, or new boat, or new driver, or when your son moves out, but your mom moves in, or you find out you're expecting, again, or when one rental property turns into two, then 20, or you realize they're all in Tornado Alley. Life is full of life events. Make sure you have the right policy for each of life's wins.
For life, auto, home, and business insurance, I'm here for you. Mike Sanzagraw, your local Missouri Farm Bureau agent in Farmington, or John Steffen in Deloge.
If you experience dry, gritty, burning, itchy, or watery eyes, the doctors at Complete Vision Care in Lettington and Festus can help. Call or visit online at CompleteVisionCareMO.com.
When it comes to your eyes, listen to this voice. Complete Vision Care is the ideal choice.
Trust your ride to Wade's Auto Service. Locally owned, serving Farmington since 2015. From oil changes and brake service to diesel diagnostics, all backed by a 24-month, 24,000-mile warranty. Wade's Auto Service, proud sponsor of high school sports.
Looking for the perfect spot for dinner? Texas Roadhouse in Festus has something for everyone. From juicy hand-cut steaks to fall-off-the-bone ribs, plus fresh salads and kid-approved favorites, it's a meal the whole family will love. Every plate is made fresh, every roll baked from scratch, and every smile served with Southern hospitality. Bring your family, bring your friends, and bring your appetite. Because at Texas Roadhouse, we make every meal legendary. Stop by today and taste the difference at Texas Roadhouse in Festus.
Keep your property safe with Liberty Security in Farmington. They offer armed and unarmed security for homes, businesses, and events. Their local team is trained and ready to help protect what matters most to you. As a local company, they're committed to protecting our community. Trust Liberty Security for all your security needs. Go to their website, libertysecurityllc.com, for more information. Security is everyone's concern, but it's their business. Liberty Security.
From the court to the field, Savage Electric Power's hometown pride. Supporting every serve, swing, and score all season long. Savage Electric, keeping the lights bright for every game, every athlete, every win.
Looking for affordable, career-ready education close to home? Mineral Area College offers degrees, certificates, and training designed to fit your life and future. Mineral Area College, proud sponsor of high school sports.
Go team!